Excuse me, sir.
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt your writing, but Dr. Patterson...
That's right.
Well, the interviewing committee awaits you now, sir.
Oh, fine. Nice lot of chaps, are they?
Yes, sir. Standards of the highest. If you'd step this way, through the heart festooned hall and up the Hopen staircase.
Oh, this is a fine new university you've got here.
Oh, yes, sir. Creaks a bit in the eye winds. But I always say, you can't complain about the modern. A heart object in ourselves, we are.
Quite. I say, isn't that Henry Moore?
Oh, no, sir. That's Fred the Cleaner, dusted in a great hunk of metal. Oh, here we are, the Kafka room. Oh, one thing before you enter. The flies.
A lot about, are they?
I'd zip them up, sir. It looks better.
Oh.
Here we are, gentlemen. Dr. Patterson.
We present episode one of Patterson, a comedy series in 8 parts by Malcolm Bradbury and Christopher Bigsby.
Dr. Patterson, do come in. I'm the Vice-Chancellor of this flourishing institution.
Very good to meet you, sir.
Yes, isn't it? And arrayed around the table, the rest of our interviewing committee for the post in English Literature. Professor Amis, who stands for History.
I have to.
Professor Murdoch, Philosophy.
Nice and good to meet you.
And Professor Misty, our Head of English, under whom the successful candidate will have the good fortune to work.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Misty, English. The chap appointed will be lucky enough to work under me.
Delighted.
Yes, well, sit down, Patterson. Now, I always start things off with a few totally empty questions designed to put candidates at their ease. Any insanity in the family at all, Patterson?
No, sir.
We take an open view. I sometimes think universities can take quiet pride in discovering that there's no incompatibility between having an IQ of 180 and being quite round the corner. Professor Jenkins of physics here can spit the atom standing on his head. And that is precisely how he chooses to do it. Patterson, you're not sitting.
No, sir, there's no chair.
There was a chair?
The last chap took it away with him for some reason, but then he was drunk.
Good on Wordsworth, though.
May I fetch another one, Vice-Chancellor?
Thank you, Amis. A model of cooperation, as usual. Well, despite the hitch, we might as well press forward. Professor Murdoch, will you open?
Yes, well, Dr. Patterson, there's one question we ask all candidates to avoid sexual discrimination. Are you pregnant?
No, I'm not.
We're about to start women's studies. Have you worked on women at all?
Yes, some. George Eliot, George Sand.
Dr. Patterson, in my experience, which is wide, women are not usually fellows called George. Professor Misty, do you have any questions?
Yes, thank you, Vice-Chancellor. I do have one or two. Two or one. Doctor,
Patterson.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, Dr. Elliot, ever since you came in, I have been staring with the greatest interest at your curriculum vitae. It's all quite long and very impressive. But perhaps we might just a little more closely. Now, I see from this elegantly typed that you were, in fact, born.
Yes, indeed.
And that was in 1950, rather a good year for claret, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Following this, you lived from 1950 to 1968. Then, after that, you attended university somewhere abroad, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, Aberystwyth.
Then you were never fortunate enough, as I was, to attend, Dreaming Spires, Appalling Traffic, Tea and Crumpets, AJP, what's it?
Oxford?
Exactly, AJP Oxford.
No, I couldn't get in. I didn't have Latin. We had to do biology and fretwork instead. A bit gruesome sometimes.
You remained at this foreign institution to do graduate work. And such was the profit of your studious that in the course of a mere 8 years you gained the PhD. Oxford MA, myself. Cost me £5 and it's always been good enough for me.
Quite so.
To obtain this degree, you wrote a diss on the sub of turnover. No, that is actually instruction to the reader. Turn over the page. Over the page, you wrote a diss on the sub of the metaphysical poet John Donne.
Yes, sir.
So far, so a drab, but respectable career.
I suppose so, sir.
Yes, but now, my friend, a lacuna occurs. You fall into a veil of obscurity. The record ceases. You've tickled my curiosity, Dr. Dunn. Can you illumine the void?
Well, sir, I've been writing a book.
Book? Really, book? On what topic, may I...
William Shakespeare.
Ah, the bard himself. Rather a big, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I decided to take just a small area of it.
Did you? What small area?
dwarfs, sir. The dwarf in Shakespeare.
You've devoted 2 years of your life to writing a book on dwarfs in Shakespeare?
Yes, sir.
God. Here comes Professor Amos. Any questions for the candidate, Amos?
Dr. Patterson, may I offer you a chair?
A chair? Well, I'm deeply sensible of the honour you do me. Of course, I'll try and fill it to the best of my ability. Can I just ask about the salary? You do pay your profs a good whack, do you?
Vice-Chancellor, confusion appears.
Thank you, Miss D. With my customary shrewdness, I had spotted that. The man's clearly potty. Would you explain things to him?
Yes, well, you see, Dr. Potter, we are not offering you a chair. I already hold the sole chair in the department, and you find me quite hale, and, no, what we are offering you is, in fact, a,
Chair! Sit down on it, man!
Oh! Yes, I see. I'm terribly sorry.
Hello!
Is that you, Patty? How did it go?
Oh, just great. 2 7-hour rail journeys, 4 changes each way on windy stations. Is there anything to eat in the house, or have the ravening hordes licked it clean again?
That's no way to talk of your children. They left you some strange semolina and prunes, so you grow up into a big, strong lecturer. How did the interview go? I take it from your tone they didn't offer you the job.
Really? Why do you take it?
Presumably something went wrong. It always does, doesn't it? I mean, you are what's known in the trade as not a good interviewee, aren't you, Patty? After all, there was a famous Manchester interview when you had the disagreement about the symbolism of Wuthering Heights and broke that lecturer's glasses. And the famous Oxford interview when you threw up halfway through
I was overexcited. But let me surprise you. They offered it to me. What's for supper?
They offered it to you. They solemnly sat there and offered it to you.
Of course, I went in there. I displayed my encyclopedic knowledge of the world's literature and learning, my critical acumen.
And even so, they offered it to you.
I think they felt I was one of them. They offered me a lectureship.
Well, they weren't going to offer you a chair, were they?
No, of course not.
Well, that's fantastic. We'll have some money now. Sandra needs a new pair of shoes.
Another pair? She's only just had a pair.
She happens to be growing.
We can't afford to have her grow. Can't you give us something to stop it? Get out her milk or something.
They are going to pay you for this job, aren't they? Or is that the catch?
A bit. A fraction, a little less than a dustman's tips. If I accept it, that is. What did you say was for supper?
Sausages. What do you mean, if you accept it?
I have 2 days to think it over.
You don't need to think it over.
Ah, yes. One mustn't rush in. I'm an intellectual, Jane. A man of mind. Should I really be teaching young people?
Quite.
But what about the immortal destiny of Patterson? It needs thinking about carefully. We wouldn't just be moving, we'd be emigrating. It's not like Hampstead up there, you know. No lasagna shops and gay alternative theatre up there on those windswept moors.
That's all right. We've never lived in Hampstead.
It's not even like Camden Town. The people are lowering and bestial. They practice sorcery on weekends. The television signal arrives by second class mail. Only one train in 3 gets through.
Sounds just like Camden Town to me. I take it there's a theatre, a cinema, a gym, a dance hall, a swimming pool.
Yes, and all in the same shed. And the professor of English looks as though he went to school with Little Dorrit.
I thought it was a new university.
Oh, it's awful. And do you realize I'd only get 3 months' holiday a year?
Oh, that's what this is all about, is it, Patty? Okay, pick up that phone. You're accepting it. Why ever did we do it? Why ever did we move here?
Come on. We only moved in 3 hours ago. You haven't had time to hate it properly.
Yes, I have. The house is filthy and gloomy. It's snowing in September. The tap water tastes of pee. The local cinema's showing Gone with the Wind.
What's wrong with that?
For the first time. Oh, look at that. They put the beds in the sitting room.
Well, of course, in the bedroom.
Oh, Patty, I could weep. What happened to the usual neighbour with a statutory cup of tea?
You've only to ask, Jane. Welcome to the House of Usher.
Hello, my name's Spencer Cuthbertson. I'm your neighbour on the left side. My left, not yours. And I've come to welcome you with a cup full of healthful herbs.
Oh, bless you. Come in.
What a totally charming house. I love this kind of old-fashioned, cobwebby atmosphere.
Do you really like it?
Please hang upside down from the ceiling if you want to. Oh, my God, these really are bloody helpful herbs.
Oh, yes, invigorating, aren't they? I don't believe in tea. Tea is a noxious stimulant. I go into the fields and pick my own herbs from the hedgerows. I've gone deeply into things organic.
Yes, I thought so.
Oh, Mrs. Patterson, my dear lady, should you be lifting that with a large, healthy male standing by?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cuthbert.
I have a weak heart, actually, but Dr. Patterson...
It goes in the kitchen, Patty.
Cookers often do. Thank you, Mr. Cuthbertson.
Tell me, what is your sign, Dr. Patterson?
I'll show you when I've moved the cooker.
Are you interested in astrology? I'm a Virgo.
So much for astrology.
Ah, sensitive, tender, a little introverted, but responsive to the needs of others.
That's it, exactly.
I'm Scorpio. Jesus was a Scorpio.
Really? How's the walking on the water coming? Hello, Patterson.
Why, it's Victor. Good Lord, how did you get here? You remember Victor, my old friend from college?
Yes, I remember Victor.
Oh, I should hope so.
We're busy unpacking, Victor. We've just arrived.
Oh, yeah, Patterson, you shouldn't be carrying a cooker like that with your hernia. Yeah. Let me give you a hand.
I'm up a bit more at your end, Dr. Patterson.
Oh, you're from the Citizens Advice Bureau, are you?
This is our neighbour, Spencer Cuthbertson. Patty's old friend, Victor Evans.
Pleased to meet you. Dr. Patterson and I have lots in common. We're both new to the staff of the university.
Oh, is that what we have in common? What are you, professor of hips and horse?
My sphere happens to be the library, Dr. Patterson. My forte is custodial. I shall take care of the issue desk. I expect we'll meet frequently across it.
Or we could forget about books altogether.
Anyway, what are you doing here, Victor? I thought you taught at home.
Oh, I did, but I couldn't stand it. Buses all over the streets, living people walking about everywhere. It was giving me headaches. So I came here. I'm in the English department. I'm your colleague, man.
Wow, that's marvellous. Isn't it, Jane?
Wonderful.
Well, at least you'll be able to show us the town. What's it like, Victor?
Oh, a lot of people sitting on park benches waiting for drunkenness or death, whichever is the sooner. You know what its twin town is? Marienbad.
Isn't there any nightlife here?
Well, there was, but she's moved to London. It's not your bright lights here, you know, man. In these parts, even a one-night stand takes 2 weeks.
But the English department's lively, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, no. Don't start mentioning Leavis or Richards or Derrida around here. They're not heard of them. The last major intellectual development they recognised was the Reformation. And that only reached here last year.
Well, there's you, Victor. Brilliant Oxford first, fine
book. Don't remind me. I'm a broken man now, Patterson. Oh, yes, I was brilliant and promising and pretty. Now I'm an academic derelict. Samuel Beckett comes here just to write plays about me. And I'm the best in the department. Oh, you'll see.
Ah. Hello, Patterson residents.
Now, is there anyone down there? I'm talking down the telephone.
Who's that?
Local lunatic, apparently.
Ah, but which one?
Hello, das ist die Gasthaus Patterson. Wo ist der Bitte?
Oh, well, ich bin Herr Dr. Professor Misty.
Oh, God, it's Misty.
Ich will mit Herr Dr. Patterson gesprechen. Ist das Mensch da?
Ja, einen Moment, bitte. Hello, Professor Misty.
Ah, is that you, Patterson? What are you doing in Germany? I rang a local number.
No, I'm here at home. I think we had a cross line.
Ah, yes, that explains it then. Look, Patter, wondered whether you'd come in so I could show you your... Afraid we wouldn't be able to pay your expenses, though, from... where are you now?
Just down the road, Professor
Misty. Departmental funds just wouldn't run to it, so if you could just fly in. Shall we meet in an hour's time?
Oh, fine, Professor Misty.
Gesundheit.
It's Misty. He wants to show me my...
Oh, well, come in with me now and I'll show you round. You've never seen a zoo like it.
Excuse me, Mrs. Patterson. I have a goat to feed.
Well, maybe you have. Maybe you have.
Oh, here we are, just up these stairs.
The English department.
Why does it say radioactive on the door?
Oh, we've not been here long. These were science labs, see? Come and meet Mary, our loyal department secretary.
Right.
Hello, Mary. Had a good summer?
I don't get your long holidays, Mr. Evans. A weekend in Frinton for me.
Oh, nice girl, Mary. You should play your curve for the All Blacks, didn't you, Mary?
No, I did not, Mr. Evans.
Sorry. Look, this is Dr. Patterson, our valuable new addition, whose letters you'll be steaming open from now on.
Hello, Dr. Patterson.
Hello.
There's a letter for you already, an invitation from the Vice-Chancellor. Dinner next Monday night, 7 for 7:30, dinner jacket, RSVP, carriage just 11:30. I didn't like to open it.
Actually, I don't have a dinner jacket.
Oh, never mind, you can borrow mine. I'll babysit for you too, if you like. Now, come and meet some of our fine staff. Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Quite a group here. Now, this is Dr. Holly's room. Listen. Catholic renegade. Always has a little priest sitting in there with him. They celebrate the Tridentine Mass. That's Dr. West's room, and that's his sheepdog. He's there more often than he is. Now, this office belongs to Amy Spade. Well, at least it's Amy Spade this year. Last year it was Felicity Scott. She's got an identity problem.
I know the feeling.
She sends anonymous letters, castigating all the faculty, and then keeps trying to get young boys like me into bed.
Carl?
There. She's at it already. Hello, Amy. Just brought our new colleague, Dr. Patterson, to see you.
Ah, yes, hello.
Hello.
Would you mind just writing your name and address down in my little book?
She'll be in touch shortly. How's the progressive Christianity, Amy? I miss the T-shirt saying, God is love, support urban terror.
I'm not a progressive Christian anymore, Victor. I'm a Marxist feminist.
Ah, from each according to his ability to each according to her needs.
Amy teaches the writers of the Age of Reason, don't you, Amy?
Yes, and a right load of nuts they are.
It's a new critical approach. Round the twist with Pope, Stern and Swift. Had a good summer, Amy?
I had a nice month being topless in Tropez. Pity you weren't there, Victor.
Oh, alas, I had to attend the topless Wordsworth conference in Dundee. Any news, Amy? Amy's always a fan of news.
I'm glad you asked. Mark and Philippa are divorcing. Philippa's gone to live with Adam Bennett in physics.
Oh, what's happened to Mark?
He's moved in with Dorothy Zweig in sociology.
Has he? What happened to Jack Zweig?
Animals.
Oh, I don't know. All sounds unerringly human to me.
Jack's taken up with animals.
Oh, has he? Wouldn't that get his mail next week, then? Well, nice to see you then, Amy. I'll just take Patterson to see Melissa.
Oh, that Randy bitch. Pleased to meet you, Dr. Patterson. Is that with two T's?
Yes, right. Bye. That's the bad news. Now the good. Melissa Murgatroyd, honeypot of the senior common room, toast of the troops. Hello, Melissa. Can I come in? I brought you a new man.
Ah, this is him. I've been dying for a new face.
Oh, please don't change the one you've got. You know my knee's been trembling for you all summer. How was your holiday?
A bit of a disappointment. I went on a Mediterranean cruise and had a thing with a Spaniard. Lots of money and mirror sunglasses, but they lack the virility of Englishmen.
Yes, they tire themselves out with all those miners' wives in Benidorm. So there's hope for us yet?
Very much so. So, this is Andrew Patterson. Married, Andrew?
She likes the married ones best. They've been run in, you see. All the rattles and oil leaks have been dealt with. Yes, he's very married.
An outmoded institution, don't you think?
Oh, I like your perfume, Melissa.
Yes, it's made from crushed goat gonads.
No kidding.
You have children, too, Andrew.
Hundreds of them. Passed go too many times.
My wife's Catholic. Most of her family emigrated to America. They own half of Boston.
Which half?
The half that's underwater. My wife's mother still calls the Statue of Liberty Our Lady of the Harbour.
Oh, well, well. So you must be a vigorous sort of a person.
Well, that's right. Yes, I am.
I imagine that leads to problems.
Problems?
Divided loyalties.
It does, yes.
Excuse me, Patterson. It's time for your appointment with Professor Misty. Sorry, Melissa.
Oh, that's okay. We'll meet again. Bye, Andrew Patterson.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Murgatroyd.
Now, you be careful, Patterson. Don't crowd me out there.
Oh, nice girl, isn't she?
Oh, I wouldn't call her that. More of a flytrap. Now, you better go and find the Ayatollah.
Where's his office?
Go straight through past the secretary. Can't miss it. He's the only professor in Britain with a sign over his door saying, "Prepare to meet thy God."
There you are, Pater. Get out.
Get out? Don't you mean come in?
No, get out. I want to show you your new office.
Oh.
It's just along the corridor. Settling in nicely, are you? We're a jolly load of chaps here. A real... I see us as a sort of well-drilled army. Faculty the officers, students the men. Perhaps I should lead us into war with someone one of these days when I've got time. Ah, here we are. This will be your room.
It's got another name on the door. Dr. R. Thistlebury.
Has it? Ah, well, we must get that removed just as soon as we can. Your unfortunate predecessor, poor fellow.
Yes, I see. What happened to him?
Thistleberry? What happened indeed? I refuse to hold anything against him. Bright chap, clean as a pin. Good with students, talked to them and stuff. Mended my bicycle once. Then cracked up, went to pieces. I'll show you in if I can find the...
I'm sorry.
Quite extraordinary. One minute he was as sane as you or I am. The next, a gibbering raving.
How did it happen?
Ah, how indeed. Only last term, too, at the final examiners' meeting. Imagine a large room packed with scholars, an infinity of learned men. We were discussing a crux of fundamental importance, I recall, the status of the great Alpha Minus Minus. You'll not be blind to its... Was it, we debated, back and forth, a case of pure alpha at its very lowest? Or was that duplicated negative intended to convey to us examiners an alpha muddied, compromised, a solid and untraced alpha, an alpha, so to speak, penetrated and violated by elements of superior beta? Naturally, the entire future of many of our students hung on the outcome. Ah, here's the key.
But what happened to this Thistlebury?
Well, quite. We'd been on this topic for a mere 4 hours or so when Thistlebury rose to his feet, bleating loudly like a goat. He quoted, I recall, the opening lines of Paradise Lost, an obscure reference. Next, he threw biscuits. This key doesn't seem to...
You'll try the other way up, Professor Misty. And what then?
Ah, then. It took two of our strongest chaps to seize him. Miss Spade and Miss Murgatroyd, actually. They pinned him to a chair. Not literally, of course, and the porters came. Perhaps it's a different key.
What became of him?
Ah, well, he did the decent thing.
Shot himself?
No, alas. No, he resigned and joined the British Council. That's how your job came up.
Well, I was honoured to be offered it.
Foregone conclusion, really. Quite the best man. Only one who was sober and fully clothed. Odd about this key, isn't it?
May I try, Professor Mister?
Go ahead, Thistlebury. You won't do any... I see you have a knack.
Yes, Professor Mister. I put it in the lock and then turned it.
What's that?
What?
There's someone hanging from the bookcase, sir.
I think that's most... Nonsense, Patterson. It's just Thistleberry's dress. He left in a rush and neglected to gather his...
His dress?
In his Queen Elizabeth costume. Had a thespian streak, Patterson did.
Thistlebury?
Yes. Used to dress up as Queen Elizabeth a lot. Not, of course, the present reigning monarch. That wouldn't have looked well. Her virgin predecessor. Always wore it for lecturing on Shakespeare. Rather effective, I always... though I lecture in mufti myself. When I lecture. Which I don't. But not anymore, since the accident. Now, this is a room for sitting in. That's a desk for writing on. That's a cat. No, it's not. It's Thistlebury's wig. Those are bookcases. I usually put my books in those.
Good idea.
And these are filing cabinets for putting laundry in. Well, I won't make a long speech of welcome. We're delighted to have you with. I trust you will enjoy. Hope you feel you can make it your home for a lifetime. Unless, of course, we decide to get rid of you. As well we might. Any time you need anything, I'll be available. Or not, as the case may be. So, here you are, in situ.
There are stale sandwiches in all the desk drawers.
Oh, eat them up. He won't want them now.
And a lot of unmarked essays in the filing tray.
You'd better do those quick. I don't like laxity. Oh, and one last thing. We've decided to ask all our new lecturers to give an inaugural lecture.
I thought it was only professors who gave inaugural lectures.
Yes, well, we're very democratic here, so I'm afraid you must do as you're told. Nothing too awful. Just a one-hour lecture of superb quality to the Lord Mayor and the senior faculty. Wear his dress, if you like. A doddle, really. Right, well, you're settled in nicely, so I'll leave you. Oh, one thing before I go. Mend bicycles at all?
Not really, Professor Mister.
You'll soon pick it up. Well, glad to have you with us, Thistlebury.
It's not Thistlebury, it's... No, Professor Mister. Professor Mister. Professor Misty, you've locked me in here. Help! Help!
Help! Help! Let me out!
What is it, dear?
Help! I'm locked in!
Oh, are you, dear?
Yes!
Find the key.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There you are,
oh,
dear.
At last.
New here, are you?
What? Yes, yes,
yes,
new.
Yes. We let a lot out in the first week. Some of them as white as a sheet. You didn't see the ghost, did you?
The ghost?
Yes. The architect hanged himself somewhere along here. They say he walks about groaning.
I'm not surprised.
How were the sausages, Patty?
Oh, great.
Well, why don't you sit in your armchair in front of the fire and tell me about your interesting first day?
My interesting first day? Jane, I wasn't made for this. I really wasn't made for it.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? When God constructed me, Jane, and made the miracle of limbs and fibres and nerves they now call Patterson, when he so carefully did that, Jane, he didn't mean me to be a university teacher. That university is a monstrosity designed by a suicidal idiot. The campus is a stinking bog, permanently surrounded by fog, and so are most of the faculty, and my crazed professor locked me into my office for 3 hours among the rubbish left by my predecessor, one of the world's leading drag queens. Let's leave, Jane. Let's just put everything into the wheelbarrow and sneak quietly away.
No, I like it here.
Oh, you like it? You like it?
Hmm.
What happened? You found the maternity hospital and it was good? Yves Montand appeared and cried all my life. I've been waiting for this moment.
Spencer Cuthbertson came round and made me an organic salad. Then he showed me the town.
2 pieces of letters and your world view's completely changed? What's that?
Someone's delivered a letter. I expect it's an invitation.
What to? Bingo at the crematorium?
Open it, Patty. What does it say?
Well, it's all made out of bits from newspapers. Sir, with regard to the Pope's proposed visit, I have to advise you that you, described in court as a housewife, was sighted some distance offshore, entertaining a male friend in her rooms. This case needs looking into, said a High Court judge today. I have the honour to be, etc., the family doctor. I see. Amy Spade.
What is it, Patty?
I think your little romp among the endives and the fennel with Mr. Cuthbertson has not gone unnoticed, Jane.
Yes? Good evening, Dr. Patterson. Cuthbertson from next door. We met. I've just called for your wife.
Oh, yes. Who are you collecting for?
Oh, didn't she tell you? We're going to yoga together.
Yoga together? What's that? Some obscene organic rite?
We are both joining an evening class in yoga. You will sit for the children, won't you, Patty?
Sit for them? I'll run into the river for them and bring back sticks in my mouth. You're going out, Jane, now, after my hideous day?
You said this place could be a second honeymoon.
I meant with me, Jane, with me.
See you, Patty. Oh, and get tomorrow's lunch out of the freezer, will you? It'll give you something to do. You can watch it defrost.
Thanks a lot. What is it?
Sausages, Andrew. Sausages.
In that episode, you heard Louis Fyander as Patterson, with Richard Vernon as Professor Misty, Judy Parfitt as Jane, Maureen Lipman as Melissa, Hugh Thomas as Victor, Richard O'Callaghan as Cuthbertson, Jack May as Probity, Maggie Steed as Amy Spade, Francis Jeter as Mary and the Lady Professor, and John Barron as the Vice-Chancellor. Patterson is written by Malcolm Bradbury and Christopher Bigsby, and the programme is produced by Geoffrey Perkins.